Observational cues, scrutinizing it. Visual cues show you the way. Well, we have now come to the last step to gain inner clarity. After having set your focus, you have analyzed it, planned steps in a sequential order, and you have listened to information to clear gaps. Now, you need to be a keen observer and look around for visual cues, and also read up on information to cross-validate what you heard. Seeing is believing, and so it would do no harm to consolidate all findings before you actually implement what you have so meticulously planned. So let's now contemplate on how you need to develop those observational skills. A. Look at the world around you. Become observant and aware, and look at the challenge you have addressed. Have you minutely planned and designed a good implementation plan? Look out for the gaps which you may have missed out when analyzing, planning, or getting feedback. B. Observe and be aware of the small discrepancies in the inputs you have received. Understand your thoughts and the plan's design so far and see if it fits into the world around you. What more do you need to look for before you complete and fill the gaps? C. The visual cues you identify around you will not only give you indicators during application, but can also serve as a platform of opportunities before expression. D. Observe the probable effects of your ideas, look at the repercussions that will follow. What more modifications do you need to make to implement your idea and strategy successfully? E. These minute details are valuable for the perfect implementation of addressing the challenging task, which is solely aimed at perfection, in taking the right steps and finally accomplishment of the task. F. Once all the small gaps of knowledge have been filled, you are now ready to showcase your ideas to the outside world. Reorganize all information done till now. Good job.